This is The Janet Murray Show, episode 299.
You're listening to The Janet Murray Show. Tune in every week for practical marketing advice that will help you make more money in your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello and welcome to the show. This episode is part of a week-long sales challenge that I'm running to help you bring more money into your business. There's three main ways that you can use the content. So number one, you can take part in the challenge with me live. It's happening from September the 10th to 15th, 2018. And if you sign up for the challenge at janetmurray.co.uk/sales challenge, then you'll get a daily email in your inbox with an activity to do that's designed to help you start bringing more money into your business this week. We'll also have a dedicated Facebook group where you can hang out with others who are taking part in the challenge. And there's going to be all sorts of other exciting things like prizes and leaderboards. And I'm really going to try and incentivize you to start taking action and bringing more money into your business this week. If you're listening in the future, then you still can take part in the challenge. So if you go to that same URL, so janetmurray.co.uk/sales challenge, you can still take part. But if it's not during the live period, then you'll just get the emails delivered to your inbox every day and you can work through it at your own pace. And depending on when you join the challenge, it may be that the Facebook group is still open, it may be that it's not. So it just depends how far in the future you're listening. Number three, if you choose to, you can just decide to take each of these podcast episodes as a standalone piece of content. I'll just give you a list of what's going to be covered over the next five episodes. So episode 295, how to prospect your leads. Episode 296, how to generate sales in your business fast. Episode 297, how to sell your products or services on social media. Episode 298, how to turn browsers into buyers. Episode 299, how to sell every day without being a pain in the ass. If you're taking part in my sales challenge, then this is day five of the challenge and you should have today's activity in your inbox. If you're treating this as a piece of standalone content, then this episode is all about how to sell every day without feeling like a pain in the ass. Now, if you haven't listened to episodes 295, 296, 297, 298, I'd suggest you do go back and listen to those first because I think this episode will make much more sense to you in that context. But I'm going to be looking at how you can sell every day, how you can just get out there and talk to people about your products and services without feeling like you're being spammy or silly. Now, if you've been taking part in the sales challenge and you've taken action on everything that I've suggested, and in fact, if you've listened to this whole series of podcasts and you've taken action, then you should have generated some additional income in your business, or at least you should have some warm leads. And even if you've only made a small amount of additional income, what I hope this challenge has really shown you, or this series of podcast episodes has shown you, is that just a few small changes in your business can have a big impact. So a few small changes in the way that you approach things, just being more kind of diligent about following up with people and not being afraid to make new offers to your existing clients, all of that kind of thing can have a big impact on your business. But if you want to continue to see that impact on your business, then you've got to stay consistent, which means selling every day. Now, just to be clear, selling every day doesn't mean bombarding people with requests to buy your products or services. It simply means having conversations with about your products and services every single day. And just to be clear about something else, actually, this phrase, I picked it up off the sales expert, Jessica Lorimer. I've had her on the podcast before. She's a great resource if you want any help on sales. I'm not sure if it's her phrase, but I think it's a great one. And it led me to create a sell every day checklist. And if you're taking part in the challenge, then you can get access to that checklist, which has a list of ideas for how you can sell every day without looking spammy or silly. And if you haven't signed up for the challenge yet, it doesn't matter if you've missed the live element of the challenge, you can work through that at your own pace. I've struggled to say challenge. I can't tell you how much I've struggled to say challenge over the course of this challenge and recording all these podcast episodes. But if you head over to janetmurray.co.uk/sales challenge, then you can get access to the emails and also the checklist and resources that I've been mentioning. Okay, so here's a list of 10 activities that you can do to ensure that you're selling every day, some of which you've done already in the challenge without looking silly or spammy. Okay, so number one, simply starting conversations about your products or service. So ask people on social media or by email, what do they think about your new logo or your sales page? Should you stock the bag in orange or yellow? When you start those kind of conversations, and they're level one social selling conversations, if you've been taking part in my challenge or you've been listening to this series of podcasts, you'll know what they're called. It's just a great way to get your prospective customers and clients involved in the creation of your product or service. And if they feel invested, if they feel part of it, if they feel they've got some kind of stake in it or ownership, they'll be much more likely to buy. Number two, send reminders to former clients about repeat products or services. I hope if there's one thing that I've reminded you of in this challenge or series of podcast episode is that you don't mind when your dentist sends you a reminder to book another appointment. You don't mind when Pizza Express sends you a discount voucher. Actually, you're often quite pleased that they've reminded you about something. So remember that your customers will feel like that too. You may just get in touch at exactly the right time when they want to make a repeat order or they want to work with you again, maybe in a different way. So this is kind of link number three. So follow up with former or current clients to see if there's anything else that you can help with. So it might be, particularly if you have a service-based business, that you've worked with a customer in a particular way. So sometimes I work with clients, for example, in a coaching capacity, marketing coaching, and then it becomes apparent that they need help with writing. So they may want to book just a one-off session with me to help them write something because that's one of my kind of skill sets. So just getting in touch and saying, how are you getting on since we had that session? Is there anything that you're finding challenging? Here's a blog post you might find interesting. It's always nice if you can add value as well. And during that conversation, you may discover there's something else that you can offer them that might be helpful. Okay, so number four, making new offers to former or current clients for new services and special discounts. So just because somebody's bought from you before, I think sometimes we can think, oh no, I can't go back. I mean, I feel it sometimes as well. So if I've got a live event and I think, oh, I can't go back to that person because they've already done some one-to-one coaching with me. They're in my membership. They're also in my mastermind. Surely they're not going to pay to come to an event as well. Even I find that crosses my mind sometimes. And then I think, no, don't be silly. They clearly like your content. They clearly might find it useful. So just take a deep breath and send that email and you will be amazed. Actually, I've got some customers who pretty much buy everything that I put out there and they're grateful when I get in touch and say, you know, you're part of my membership and you found this really useful. But actually, if you come to the live event, you'll be able to do this. And they're really grateful that I'm just sending helpful content or helpful opportunities their way. You can also do that with special discounts as well. You can go back to previous clients and just say to them, I've got a 20% discount on at the moment, or I've got a bank holiday, or I've got a Black Friday sale, whatever it might be. These people are the most likely to buy from you. So just go back and have conversations with them. Number five, talk about your products and services on your podcast, blog, or at your live events. Now, if you are, I can't really emphasize this enough, but if you're in front of a bunch of your ideal customers or clients, you have to talk about your products or services. Because otherwise you're doing them a disservice. So you're listening to this podcast now, and I talk about my products and services quite regularly on the podcast. Sometimes I might do a little sell at the beginning. So you've tuned into the podcast to learn about something. I might take 90 seconds or 2 minutes of your time to tell you about an event that I've got coming up, or my membership, or something else that you might find useful. If I'm not telling you about that opportunity, then I'm actually doing you a disservice because you may well be struggling with that very thing that I can help you solve with that event or that course or that product or service. So if I don't tell you about it, then, you know, I'm doing myself a disservice because I'm potentially missing out on sales, but I'm also doing you a disservice because you're still struggling with that thing you're struggling with. And if you're not interested, or if you're not interested right now, then that's absolutely fine. You can go on and you can carry on listening to my podcast. You can listen to my blog. But if I don't tell you, I'm actually doing myself and I'm doing you a disservice. Okay, number six, carrying or wearing samples or examples of your product or service. So one of the things that people find hard, I think, when it comes to selling is that sometimes you're trying to describe something to somebody and often it's just much easier to show them. So if you make clothes or you make jewelry or you make handbags or you have something tangible, there's a way that you can show people what it actually does. I mean, I find that I might be doing something socially. So I might be at my running club, or I might be at a race, or I might be at something completely unconnected to work. And I'll just meet somebody who'll go, oh, I've got a business, or my friend's got a business. Oh, I'm struggling with that at the moment. And then I'm sort of trying to explain to them. And I think we often forget that we're always business owners. We're not kind of on and off duty. So if you meet somebody and they say to you, wow, that's a really nice t-shirt, or that's, I'm thinking about Kiara from Who Be New here, one of my clients, but that's a really nice dog tag. Then obviously, if you've got it there in front of them, if you're wearing it or you're holding it or you've got one in your handbag, you can just get it out and you can show it. And if you've got it in your man bag, I should say, for our male listeners as well, not just your handbag, but you can just get it out and you can show it to people. And it's much easier sometimes just to kind of have that conversation there and then. I was talking to a client recently, actually, who makes jewelry, and she was saying to me that she had this whole online store, and she was saying, it's funny, you know, people don't buy from me online, or I'm really struggling to get people to buy from me online. And there's so much choice online. There's just, you know, they can get it in this color or that color or this size or that size. She said, but when I just go out and I talk to people and I start talking about what I do and I take them out of my handbag, she goes, I always make sales. And I was like, well, that's exactly it. There's a few things going on there. But one of them is that actually people often like to see and feel and touch things if they can, but also too much choice. So when you go online, if there's hundreds of shapes, sizes, if you've only got a couple in your bag and you're thinking, well, if I don't get one now, I might miss out on the opportunity then. So it's a great thing. So if you've got something that you can carry, you can wear, you can show people if you get chatting, then that's great. Okay, number seven, so provide guest content on other people's blogs or podcasts, or teach classes for their audience if you have a service-based business. So as long as you're providing valuable content, the host will always be happy to let you talk about your business. So if another membership site owner says, could you come and do a masterclass on this? I'll always sort of jump in and provide that content, because I know that in the course of that session, I'll be able to talk about my own membership or my own event or my own media diary or whatever it might be. I accept pretty much every invitation to go on podcasts. So, you know, I know that that's an opportunity to get in front of potential customers. So just think about how you could provide value on other people's platforms, and in that, get an opportunity to talk about your products or services. Number eight, take people behind the scenes of your business. So vlogs, Instagram stories, Facebook lives, people love to do business with people. And when people know, like, and trust you, they're much more likely to buy from you. So I'll put a link to this in the show notes, but I've recently started creating vlog content. So I've done one episode on how I write talks. As I'm recording this, I'm heading off tomorrow to Boston to speak at Inbound in Boston in the US. And I created a vlog on how I put my talks together. So I took something that I was doing and wanted to tell people about, and then created that into a valuable piece of content for people who are interested in learning how to speak or create better talks. So have a think about how you could take people behind the scenes of your business. Sometimes you might just want to create something because people are nosy and they just want to know more about you. But other times it might be that you want to add value in that content. But people like to do business with people, so the more of that you can do, the better. Number nine, holding live sales. So if you've been working your way through the challenge, or if you've listened to the episode on how to sell on social media, then you'll know that holding live sales, it's a level three social selling conversation, I call it. So it's kind of the most challenging type that you can do, but it's also the most effective. So get out there and don't be ashamed to let people know that you've got something to sell. So the example that I gave was Jen Hamley. So Jen Hamley is a handbag and accessory designer. She has been absolutely smashing it. In the week that I'm recording this, I'm just about to record an episode with her later actually, but she's been running this 7-day live sale of her handbag and accessory. She's been having loads of fun in the process. She's made loads of sales. And, you know, just a great way to get her products in front of people. And not just for the duration of that sale, but so many more people now know about Jen Hamley and her handbags and accessories, and I'll put a link in the show notes, because of what she's done. She's made herself visible. Really, really smart move. And number 10, of course, sending marketing emails. So I send regular marketing emails telling people what it is that I've got to sell. I will also email people about new content that I've got that's free, but ultimately building up that email list is there for me. So when I do have something to sell that's going to help solve people's problems, I can send an email out. And those people I know who do email marketing, nobody I know, I think, in terms of my clients or people in my community, email anywhere near as much as they should be emailing. If you're feeling like you've probably emailed too much, you probably still haven't emailed enough, because there'll always be that person who says, oh my God, I missed this. I didn't hear about this. How did I miss it? People are busy. They're not hanging around waiting for your next email or your next social media post. So don't be afraid to email people and tell them about what you've got to offer. Remember that you are potentially solving a problem for somebody, making their life easier. Think about how you do that in your business. You're not being scammy and selly. You're potentially solving somebody's problem. So I hope that you found this content useful. I'm going to give you a little activity to do just to finish up. So if you've been taking part in the sales challenge, this is your last activity. If you've been listening to this series of podcasts and you've been working alongside me and doing the activities as you go, this is one last activity for you. So I want you to choose three selling activities from my Sell Everyday list, and I want you to put them into action today. If you want some accountability and you're taking part in the challenge, then jump into the Facebook group. The link is in the show notes, and tell us what you're going to do, and maybe get some ideas. But I'm hoping, as I'm recording this, and I feel like this is one of the best pieces of content that I've created, this series of podcasts, this sales challenge, but I think it's also going to be really challenging. And I posted on my own Facebook page recently that I felt a little bit scared by this challenge, because I know that I'm sharing some really valuable advice that could make a huge, big difference in your business and help you to bring more money into your business like today. But I also know that some of the things that I'm asking you to do are quite challenging. I'm asking you to change habits that you might have had for a long time. I'm asking you to put yourself out there more. I'm asking you not to be afraid of asking for the sale, of chasing people up. So I'm asking a lot of you. But I promise that if you keep doing the things that you've been doing during the challenge, and you keep doing the things, if you just listen to this as a series of podcasts, you keep doing these things, you will see an impact on the bottom line of your business. You can't not see an impact, because you'll actually be doing the right marketing activities to hit your sales goal. But if you're kind of half-heartedly doing it, if you've done some of the activities, but you've shirked and you've got too embarrassed and you just haven't been able to do some of them, then you'll get the results that you deserve. So I hope that what I've inspired you to do is, you know, ultimately this will all make your life easier. If you can put some of these simple things into your marketing and sales strategy every single day, I can guarantee you'll have a much easier time of it making sales. You really will. But you need to commit to it, and it needs to be a change, a way of life for you in your business. So as ever, I love hearing from you. So do get in touch with me on Twitter. It's at @Jan_Murray. Find me over on Instagram, Jan Murray UK, or come and find me on my Facebook page. It's Janet Murray UK. I'd love to hear how you've got on with the challenge. We've got a Facebook group. If you've got any questions, just jump in there. If you've been doing the challenge with us, and if you've been working through this on alone, then you know, just get in touch and let me know how you've got on. What I'm hoping is that if you've taken part in this challenge and it's delivered transformation for you, I'm hoping that's something that will continue to impact on your business for months and possibly years to come. So I would love to hear how you've got on, even if it's 3 months down the line, 6 months down the line, just get in touch and tell me how things are going for you. So that was episode 299. It was the final in a series of 5 episodes that are really focused on helping you to make more sales in your business. So you may have worked through them as part of my sales challenge. If you haven't, it's still not too late to sign up for the challenge. If you go to janetmurray.co.uk/sales challenge, then you can still sign up and work through it at your own pace. But if you just want to go back and listen to some episodes that you've missed, I'll just run through the order. So episode 295 is about how to prospect your leads. Episode 296, how to generate sales in your business fast. Episode 297, how to sell your products and services on social media. Episode 298, how to turn browsers into buyers. And episode 299, how to sell every day without being a pain in the ass. And if you've just arrived at this episode and you haven't listened to the others, I would definitely recommend that you go back and listen to the others in the series.
You've just been listening to The Janet Murray Show. If you enjoyed the show, you can show your appreciation by leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more marketing tips that will help you make more money in your business.